Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Any up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And hit us up at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all, because that's just what we do. But without any further ado, let me get my dude on the line. Rap Star. My dude, that dude, Rap Star 412. What's the word?
Yo, what's popping? What's popping, everybody? Man.
Hey, yeah.
What's good? Haven't got to talk to y'all in a week, man. Missed y'all. Word up.
I know. Feel like a year. I hate it. You know what I'm saying? So, oh my goodness. Let me tell you why I felt so disrespected last night. I don't know what the weather is wherever you're listening at. I don't know what the weather is there, but last night the wind was so disrespectful, I still feel violated. Tell you, I heard something. It woke me up out of my sleep. It was like 3:00 in the morning. So I'm laying there and I keep hearing something. I'm like, what the hell? So, you know, you hear a noise in the house and you like, I'm like, wait a minute. It sounded like somebody was like messing with something. I'm like, hold up. You know,
yeah.
Man, jump back, you know, ran over, got bae, jumped back in the bed. I'm sitting there. I'm like, what the hell is that? Man, when I say I thought I was fucking Dorothy going to Wonderland. Oh my God, I felt so disrespected. I'm sitting there, then the power goes out for a hot second. 2 seconds later, comes back on. I'm like, okay. So then after that, it went back out, and I'm like, what the hell? So I get up, I go look out the window. When I say darkness as far as the eye could see, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm sitting here like, dude, I'm straight feeling like, is this like some purge shit or something? It's like fucking making me paranoid. Like you could see shit.
Hide your kids,
so...
hide your wife.
Man, look, I'm sitting there. Look, man, I grabbed bait. got back in the bed like, yeah, we just gonna sit that right there. If you want it, come and fucking get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, it was the creepiest. When I say rap star, it was the creepiest shit. Cause I'm laying there, I'm in a dead ass sleep, and I'm like, what is this noise? I'm just steady hearing this noise, and it woke me up. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, okay, knowing the alarm set, so well, we good. You know what I'm saying? Man, look, oh my God, it was so disrespectful. I'm like, all right, you want it like that, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? But look, I chilled out, I calmed myself down. Like, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, it was some Armageddon type shit. I ain't never seen nothing like it before. And what type of shit was going on there?
We ain't had none up here. We had nothing but, like, right now, we got blue skies, birds chirping and all that bullshit. You know, it's pretty good out there. I don't know what was going on. I wasn't so bipolar here.
We see four seasons in a day. So we can go through four seasons in one day. It could start out cold as hell. Then the sun could come out a couple hours later. Then you throw on your jacket, you hot, you sweat. It's just, I don't know, our weather is fucking bipolar. But last night, as far as the wind, I've never in 40 years seen anything like that. It was crazy as hell, and it just threw me off. And just to look outside and see nothing but darkness, I'm like, fuck it, bitch, you tripping. I put the cover over my head.
Man.
I'm like, fuck it, me and Bae, we posted. What you want? If you want smoke, come get smoke. I'm going out when I'm blazed. But I went back to sleep, and I woke back up this morning. Sun was shining. I'm like, crazy ass fucking weather, man. Sun shining. I look over, clock is blinking. Okay, so that means we got power. I didn't know if we was gonna be able to do this because I was like, we might not have no power. Crazy.
Y'all might have had
crazy shit.
Y'all might have had a UFO coming to visit y'all. Somebody got beamed up or something.
Look, I'm gonna need this bitch, Mother Nature. I'm gonna need her to get her life and get it together, because that was ridiculous. And I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? But anyway, but you down there, you say you got birds chirping and stuff. I'm jealous.
Yeah, we got birds chirping right now. Like, there's two birds outside my window arguing right now over some shit. I don't know, but it's blue skies, and, you know, it's just beautiful. Like, I looked at the weather, it was 75. I'm like, damn, it's been like that for a couple of days now. I'm like, I'm loving this shit. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. I even went to work in a white. I took off my shirt and walk around in a wife beater. It been since last year since I worked walking around in a wife beater. I was happy as hell. Like, this is my fucking weather right here. As soon as it get back up to the 80s and 90s and possibly 100s, I'll be on top.
I don't know what you be going through with all that, but I'm not sure. It was almost 6 o'clock here, and the sun just not coming out, but it's cold as hell outside. Spring acting like a bit baby mama. We just want to see our son. We just want to see our son. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
let me see my son.
We gonna hit them dollhouse announcements, dog, and then we gonna be right back. Where they do that at? Let's go dollhouse.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it. Well, shit, I don't know if the announcement's going to play. You know, Blog Talk be acting wacky. Let me see. Not doing it. You might not have an announcement today. Oh,
you are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, if you just now tuning in, you hear we're all talking on filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one. So, Repstore 412, where they do that at?
Yeah. First things first, I want to say fuck the haters and fuck the snitches. Before I go into the story, something happened to me yesterday. I wanted to know where the fuck they did that at. I'm getting off of work, you know, it's, you know, 5 minutes till, you know, clocking the fuck out. My manager pulls me to the side. Now, I work at Home Depot, and my position is order fulfillment. So that means I get your orders. You know, if you do online orders, you do in-store orders, and you place your order, I go and I put the orders all together, stage them, so when you come in, the order will be ready. There was this big order I was working on. It wasn't quite finished yet, and sometimes, you know, there's a problem when we do orders. Sometimes the associates, they don't know what the fuck they be thinking, and they end up putting all the stuff back. So when the customer comes and say, I'm ready for my order, we don't have it at all. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to write a note in big magic black marker. Now, anybody who knows me know when I write in cursive. I can't write in print. I went to Catholic school. They taught us that since, you know, day one. So I can't really write in print. If I do or try, I automatically switch back to cursive. So in big, bold letters, I write, please do not put the merchandise back because the order is not ready for the customer. Manager pulls me to the side and was like, yo, I want to talk to you real quick. Pulls up his phone. Somebody took a picture of what I wrote and then captioned, I really enjoy the amount of time that our associates have time writing this out. Now, they snitched on me for writing a note in cursive to the manager complaining that I wrote that for amount of time that wasn't necessary. Manager asked me how long did it take me. I said, a minute. He was like, even though I don't really think this is a big idea, just don't do that again. Where the fuck do they do that at, where somebody snitches on you for writing in cursive about a message? That's some hating that shit.
Because
that's petty.
You made them feel inferior. I'm going to tell you why. Because these new and you want, I can't even be like that because you're a millennial, baby. However, you are a different breed. You are your own fucking breed of millennial. I must admit that. You are nothing like the millennials I know at your age, or nothing like Rapstore 412. But I say that as to say, you probably embarrassed them. They couldn't fucking read it because they don't even teach cursive anymore. You know what I'm saying? So they probably didn't know how to fucking read it. If it's not on a screen, if it's not on a smartphone, if it's not on a keyboard, they probably couldn't fucking read it. It's the same amount of letters. They act like you had extra letters in it. They act like you wrote it in another language, but it probably was a foreign language to them because they probably couldn't read what the fuck you wrote.
So right.
That's probably why they did what they did. They probably was intimidated.
I just didn't really understand. I was like, this came out completely left field for this. I was like, this shouldn't even be an issue. Like, why are you coming to me with this? All because I wrote in cursive, in nice print, nice cursive, bold. Everything, you know, my written work is just like the type of woman I like. It was curvy. You know what I'm saying? It was beautiful, and they literally had the audacity to take a picture and show it to one of my managers and tell me that it's nice that our associates have this much time to do this shit. I thought that was petty as fuck.
But you keep saying that like it takes, like there's extra words, like that, like you're, come on. I thought your manager, because if somebody on my team bought me that about another person on my team, I'd have been, get the fuck out of my fucking face. Why are you even over here? The time it took you to walk over here and complain to me, you could have been doing something over there. Why are you in my face? Why are you in my face?
Uh-huh.
I fought the manager. Because why even say anything to you? He reprimanded you for writing in cursive? Are you kidding me? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Is this where we at in the world? Is this where we at right now?
That's where we at. That's where we at. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand. I told him, I was like, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. He was like, you're smart. I said, hell yeah, I'm smart. I'm smart as fuck. So that's why I don't understand. Why are you coming to me about somebody complaining because I wrote in cursive letters? That's some bullshit. But as I digress from that, it was just crazy. But as I digress, this story right here, it's pretty crazy. You got to watch, you know, people out there with all the Lyfts and Ubers and Jitneys out there, the different kind of transportation out there. You definitely got to watch where you're going and who's driving you and everything like that. There was a guy named Jackie Gordon Wilson. He is an Uber driver in California. He's in custody right now. Now, he picked up a couple of passengers and he took them to a Bay Area airport. After he dropped them off at the airport, he made a U-turn and swung back around to the same people he picked up to go to the airport, swung around right back to the house and tried to burglarize it. He got scared off because the alarm system went off, so he got spooked and he fled over to the neighbor's house. Went to the neighbor's house, broke in, stole some stuff, ransacked it and everything like that. You know, he was successful in that. One time came around and, you know, when the police was called, they looked on the camera, the surveillance cameras of the first house that he attempted to burglarize. They got him on there, identified him. They arrested him the next day wearing the same damn clothes he wore when he committed the crime. Where they do that at? You can't even trust motherfuckers now. You get a Jitney or Uber or a Lyft and everything like that. You know, trying to go somewhere. Now you got to worry about your Uber driver coming back to your crib to try to steal some shit. I thought they had criminal background checks, man.
I thought they did too. Which ride facility was this? Which ride share was this?
Uber.
This is Uber or Lyft.
Uber.
I mean, I would think that they, I mean, they're so big, I don't understand if they don't, why they wouldn't do criminal background checks and you are driving around. I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't. I know a few people that do the whole Uber thing, and I thought they did background checks on Uber drivers. This day and age, there's no reason why you shouldn't want to do a background check on your Uber drivers. You need to know who's representing your name. You know what I'm saying? Why would you not? You know what I'm saying? You got
right.
Somebody that picks you up from your destination, where it might be your house, might be from the store. I mean, or take you to your house. I mean, that's crazy as hell. But it's more of a liability for them, because if something happened, I'm not going after the person that drove me where I needed to go. I'm going after Uber ass. Because to me, that's negligent.
It is.
That's crazy. That's
really
crazy
is.
As hell.
And I don't understand, because there was a video attached to it, and the cops were saying, you know, sometimes, you know, the Uber driver out in California, you know, is so big, there's so many Uber drivers, you don't know who's who, or, you know, sometimes they could be driving with an expired license and registrations, and you know, I don't understand how could that be an issue. I don't understand if you're working for an organization that requires a background check. I know, because there's a couple of times I applied for Uber and I went through the background checks and everything. I didn't even know they did that. I was like, oh, that's different. So, you know, me actually, you know, doing the whole Uber thing, I know for sure that you have to have a background check. I don't understand how this guy got away with it. For him to be doing what he's doing, all I could tell people is, you know, people who's using Uber, Lyft, any other transportation out there, be careful of, you know, where you're going and who your driver is.
I mean,
that's crazy.
People are crazy. Things are crazy. You know what I'm saying? There's Uber. Let me tell you why you're not winning like Lyft. And people say Uber, 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 but Lyft is really the one that's winning. Actually, they just got put into the stock market. They're fully locked and loaded, and Uber is not, but Lyft is. Lyft has actually lifted to the next level. So my thing is, first of all, people, y'all need to be safe. You do these ride shares, and you need to make sure of who the hell you finna get in the car with. Like that lady that thought the person was an Uber driver, walked up to the car, jumped in the car. The person drove off with her, murdered her. He killed this woman because she thought she was getting into an Uber, and it was really just a random person. You know what I'm saying? If I had a company like that, people would have to wear tags. You know, when you clock in, or when you get this person, when you're on the road, you have somebody else's life in your hands, their kids, or them and their friends. They should definitely be accountable. You would have to wear badges, identification numbers, all kinds of shit.
Hello?
What you say, Honey Dip? Yeah.
Okay, let me say something. I understand what you're saying. I'm going to tell you, it's happened to me twice on my way to work. So I've had a guy come to my job to pick me up, but I was looking for a woman. It's the same car, but it was the man driving. And, you know, I'm guilty of it too. I'm ready to get the fuck out of that job and get my ass home or wherever I was going or what I was doing, but get the fuck out of there. You know, I don't get off till nighttime. So I was really excited. And when I walked up to the car, I stopped. I'm looking at the plate. I stopped. And he's like, oh, well, you know, my wife is usually driving, you know, gave me the excuse or whatever. I was safe. He brought me home. Everything was okay. Then there was another time, because there's nobody to check. But it's crazy because most of them have the little cameras in the car. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if those are their personal cameras or if that's connected to something. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea. But there's also a time I was looking for an older woman, and she came to my house, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking it's an older woman, but in all, some younger girl pulled up. She never told me nothing. It wasn't even the same car, but it said Uber. So I am guilty of jumping in the car, you know what I'm saying, myself too. I wouldn't do it at no club or nothing like that, but that girl was intoxicated, and she jumped in that car not paying attention. You know, and when you're intoxicated, most of the time you don't pay attention. The days that these things happened to me, which I could have got the same thing to happen. Thank God it didn't. You know what I'm saying? And God knows how many other people. It's so easy for them to drive your car, or how about this, take your phone and drive you around. And some apparent reason, because they have your phone, I don't understand why it's not registering. Like, it should be something, some type of device made, put into the car, like stuck on the car or something, where you can't switch. I've had a man pick me up, and he was a Uber driver in a big-ass truck, like a pickup truck, very nice pickup truck, but he said his regular car that he uses was in a shop. I would think to me that you can't drive if the original car that's registered is not, you know what I'm saying, and the original driver also is not driving the car. It has to be something that they need to put inside the car to specify this is who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe uniforms,
absolutely,
all that shit. Uniforms, everything. I mean, I'm about to start working for, what is this, Freedom Care? For a very close a very close friend also. Like, you know, I'm a jack of all trades. I'll be trying to do 25 jobs if I can. They told me when I went for the interview after doing all the blood work and everything else, they told me that they were getting ready to give me some shoes and a uniform and, you know, the shirts, the pants, you know what I'm saying, a little hat. And I'm all for that, even though what's crazy, because I'm going to someone who is a very, very close, you know, friend, damn near a family member. You know what I'm saying? Why shouldn't they wear uniforms also? You know what I mean? It doesn't uniform, but then again, you know what? You can take them up, your friend's uniform, it still don't make, it's like, damn, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because as a passenger, we really don't know. Like I said, I'm guilty of jumping in the car, coming from work, coming from home, and call the one when I'm on the street, because we know I don't drive because I can't parallel park. You know what I'm saying? And I can't back the fuck up. But I'll jump in a fucking cab in a heartbeat. I'm sure I bought thousands of cars. You know what I'm saying? I don't even catch taxis anymore. I catch fucking Ubers and Lyft. I catch them so much to the point that I got to get them reward points.
Mm.
Not the reward
points. I jump in and out. But I'm guilty of the same thing, of not paying attention. Like, I look. But then, like I said, that first time, the man was nice enough to say something. But when the young girl picked me up, she said absolutely nothing about it. And I didn't think nothing, because you know what? It's a female.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think, and she was fairly young. She wasn't like a teenager or nothing, but she was a young girl. You know? So, I didn't think, but I'm guilty of it too. So, you know, it's unfortunate. It's a really sad thing that that young woman, that young lady, the white girl that jumped in that man's car like that, he killed that baby. You know what I'm saying? That is so sad. But she was intoxicated. And you know what? That's coming from clubs. You know, of course you're going to be intoxicated.
Right.
What the fuck you went there to do? Maybe not get drunk, but get your damn drink on, get your party on. And all her, like, you know, crazy, where your friends was at? Where was your friends? And people not paying attention, let this girl jump in that car. But you know what? They was all intoxicated too. And she probably was like, shit, I'm taking my ass home because I know I'm fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
By herself,
but that's why when you just, if you come with a squad, you don't just break off on your own and leave it without the squad. Somebody got look, y'all motherfucker, come on, stamp your hand. I gotta go outside and wait on it. You know what I'm saying? I think did they catch? I'm trying to think. Did they catch this man? They caught him, didn't they? They arrested him, right?
Yeah,
they did catch him. I say that as to say these ride share companies, they need to do a better job and do their part to make sure that the people that are utilizing your service are safe. Because at some point, this shit's going to be too big of a liability, and everybody's going to end up losing. When I heard that story, I was like outdone, because I know so many people that, you know, do utilize ride share services. You know, you have to step that up. And us as a people, we need to be more conscious and just pay attention. If you, like me, I'm always on the alert. There is never a time when I'm not on the alert. I'm always looking. I'm always listening. Who the fuck is that? Where did you come from? Did you see him? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like that. Maybe it's because, hey, I was born and raised in the hood, and you just always had to watch your back. I'm always watching my back. You know what I'm saying? So, if you guys are out there using these ride share services or stuff like that, just be careful. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, I know you coming from the club and that's when you want to utilize it, but you still have to just be careful. That's all I can say, because it's a crazy-ass world out here. But anyway,
real shit.
We're going to keep it pushing forward, man. We're going to get into a quick break, and then we'll be back and see who's in the hot seat. So let's do that, Miss Estelle. No chill. Let's see what's good with that.
Yeah.
Tell him. I just said tell him bye-bye. Leave him stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill, I'm on 10 of the 5. Said they ain't know I was on some lies. I just said tell him bye-bye. Leave him stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill, I'm on 10 of the 5. Said they ain't know I was on some lies. I'm about to turn up, ready for war. Give me pissed off and be a bomb at your door. Let it stay lit, cause I love the game. And messing with me, I'll wear your nuts for rings. Drama on my chest, I'ma gon' set it out. Cause they all hate me and they love to die. Mad as a thing, I'm about to trip. Banging in the streets like the Bloods and Crips. Your brain cells messed up like it smoked the dip. The Midwest to your chest when it's on. A fist fight combat, about to break it down. I'm like E.T. playing when I'm phoning home. Had to get gone, you ain't bout that life. You ain't what I'm on. Gangsta till I die, call me Al Capone. Leave the plug on the loud, just hit me, I'm on. Moving all messy. This ain't high school, still trying to test me. Knife in my back, but you want to call me bestie. Come up out of my bag real quick, hefty. The moves I make, I do big things. Miss me with them little mind games. My life is nice in my pockets, right? And I like to call the big bang. I'm a ghost, I heard they can't see me. Dabbing on them in 3D. They make the mess and I clean it up, so I'm useful.
pee-pee. They can do the things I heard I do, but you can order lessons on Hulu. And I ask them all, are you mad or not? Left them feeling like boo-boo.
I just said tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chillin' on 10 to 5. Said they ain't knew I was on some lie. I just said tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chillin' on 10 to 5. Said they ain't knew I was on some lie.
I blow them off like the wind. Serve me hypnotic and hinge. Say that BS to your friends. Got them messed up, let me do it again. Ain't never taking the loss.
Nope.
Run the whole thing like a boss. I do not care what you thought. Meet me in traffic, they'll find you in chalk. Them haters be knocking, it, lurkers be stalking. They always in season, they worm like moccasins. Stay in their face, don't know why they be jocking. Them snakes in my garden, I took out a lot of them. Wanna step in the city? Gotta make them say please. Cause we keep it on lock. We got the keys, the keys, the keys.
Wanna step in the city? Gotta make them say please.
Yeah, you just tuned in.
Yeah.
You heard We All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was your girl, Miss STL, with No Chill. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. And if you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one. But we go and see who's in the hot seat. Okay. People always be trying to fuck with people. And I want to get y'all opinion about this. So recently, and I really, really hope she doesn't go down this path, but recently Cardi B had a performance that she was supposed to be at, but she claimed she got overbooked and got caught up at doing something else, checking out a residency that she's supposed to be doing in Vegas, but she showed up 3 hours late to a show. So there was this one little girl who was kind of at the front of towards the front, and she was very, very emotional. I guess, you know, she was sad about, you know, the fact that she didn't think Cardi B was coming. But she got on the mic and she addressed the little girl, and she told the little girl, you know, she was like, don't trip off me, don't cry over me, little girl, I'm not shit. So people, you know, kind of went in on her a little bit on social media about how and what she said to the young lady, about saying, you know, don't trip off me, don't cry over me, I'm not shit. You know what I'm saying? The way she addressed her. And I was just wondering, like, what, I know that everybody, people are still human. They're still human beings. They're still a grown-ass woman. They're still a little girl. And I know everybody wants to turn people into Captain Save everybody. But do y'all think that she was out of pocket, or people, do you think that the people were wrong for coming at her about what she said to the little girl because she was late to the show? Or was that too much to address a child? Mommy?
Mm. I don't, she probably shouldn't have said something like that. You know what I'm saying? But then Cardi, I don't think that Cardi looks at herself as being who she is. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that she looks at herself as being like a mega superstar. You know what I mean? She feels like she's still a regular person. You know what I mean? She still wants to look at her going back and forth and still going back in the hood. Like, I mean, you're supposed to go, you know, it's a good thing to go back and give back, but she all up in the projects and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the motherfuckers to protect her. But she doesn't realize. But then saying something like that to the baby, she shouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? I mean, I wonder how the baby reacted to that. You know what I mean? Is it just the people, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, you have to look at it from all different, you know what I'm saying, types of point of views. You can't just look at it from her view. You do have to look at the audience, the parents, or whoever, because someone brought the child. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that she grabbed the baby and brought her backstage.
That would have been really nice. Took a couple pictures with her or something, gave her some memorabilia. My thing is, why not think about it like, if that was your kid, because you got a baby now. So if that was your baby, would you want somebody to address your child like that? I would have taken it like that. Right, like, if you know what I'm saying, because now you got a baby. So you got to think, if this little baby that's coming up to you and is so ecstatic about wanting to see
But she's still ghetto.
Oh, my God.
She's still ghetto.
Huh?
She's still hood. She's still hood as hell. She's still ghetto as hell.
Really?
I know damn well I am. I know I'm still ghetto. I ain't. I don't feel like I'm hood, but I know that I still have my ghetto points. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but saying something like that to a baby, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, they're babies. You know what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
young.
I want to say
that's
a little
not
girl,
appropriate.
She was like, she might have been about, she was young. I want to say she was younger than 10. I'm like, she looked
yeah,
like maybe
she's a baby.
7, 8. Yeah, mm-hmm. she was a little kid.
And what the fuck was she doing at a Cardi B concert?
Why not? Because there's songs that, you know what, just like Nicki, what makes her, listen, you see all the little girls that used to go to Nicki Minaj concert, used to be just flooded with little girls
mm-hmm.
and little young boys. And I'm here to tell you because I want some tickets on the goddamn, on WBOK here in Buffalo, and I ain't go to the goddamn concert, but I took my girls, I took them up to the gate, you know what I'm saying, went in the building, they, you know what I'm saying, they sat them down, I talked to the security, this, that, and the other, and my kids, because there's only 2 tickets. But they were old enough to go in there. You know what I mean? My kids is they hood. You know what I'm saying? They hood. They beefers. So at the end of the day, long as I could,
that
I tell you,
that
listen, one got to pee, both got to pee. You better not do nothing to pop.
You hear me?
You better, one take a sip of the pop, the other one better be taking a sip. Don't leave your shit nowhere. They already know. Mommy don't play. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? They was raised by me and my brothers. You know what I'm saying? So they already know what's up. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But she had to be with an adult 9 times out of 10. You know what I'm saying? Nine times out of 10,
she wasn't there by herself.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, so if that's what makes it, what's the difference from her going, they went to Nicki Minaj concert, flooded with little girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All with the pink hair and all that shit. So why can't they go to Cardi B's concert? I mean, one ain't no better than the other. You know what I'm saying? So
facts.
That's why they was there. It's some fucking songs that Cardi B, I know she got some songs with fucking, sucking, and all this, that, and the other. These motherfucking kids know. They don't know what
people
it means.
People
let
their kids listen to anything.
That's what I'm saying.
So it don't.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. It don't make it right, but it is what it is. It's on the fucking radio. It's
mm-hmm.
on the radio. It's on every goddamn video. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you may not. You can't even censor. You got to do a whole lot. You got to be with your kids 24/7 to censor what the fuck they listening to on the goddamn radio. Because if they don't hear on the radio, somebody in their class going to be saying the words. Somebody
mm-hmm.
in the class going to be, the whole table at lunch going to be singing it. Your child is going to
on the bus singing it.
It's up to you. It's on to you as a parent to teach them right from wrong. It starts at home. You know what I'm saying? It starts at home. I know, so it is what it is.
Because that's the only place they
you
listen to that
like
baby
it.
Shark is at home. Once they get out your presence,
she said her baby
ain't no more
said,
baby shark.
Okay, they get out there and they do whatever, you know. I mean, you got to teach them right for wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? Not to be dummies. So that's why the little girl was at the concert. Sum it up, that's why. She liked her to be, too. Probably sitting up there crying when the girl came on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You of someone who is trying to become a dad, you might handle it a lot differently. You know what I'm saying? And you may not want your son or daughter to hear that kind of music. But trust me, they're going to hear it anyway. So it's better
they going to hear it, but they also going to get a real rude awakening about what's hip-hop and what's not. But that's just my thing. I was like, why are you going to that?
Exactly.
You could. My mom just yesterday just sent me pictures. She went to a Furious Five and a Sugar Hill Gang concert yesterday.
Oh, really?
Met dudes and everything
oh, wow.
like that.
That's
she took pictures. Okay. My mom's best friend actually dated one of the rappers a long time ago, and they went backstage and everything
mm-hmm.
like that, and they kicked it for an
mm-hmm.
hour, ate pizza and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my whole thing is, Cardi, she could have worded it a little better. Like,
yeah.
I understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't cry for me, I ain't shit, because that kind of reminded me of the Notorious movie when the guy who was playing Tupac was shooting pool with Big, and he was like, yeah, these 2 young kids.
I think she was wrong for saying she ain't shit. Yeah, that's wrong.
I'm looking at it as in a different perspective, you know, because I'm, like I said, with the movie, with the Notorious movie, when Big and Pac was shooting pool, and Pac was like, yeah, two kids came up to me and asked me for my autograph saying that I was their hero, and he was like, nah, I ain't your hero. Martin Luther King, Dr. X, that's who's your heroes, you know. So I understand if she say I ain't shit, like, I'm really not that type of person that you should be crying for. There's other people that's out here leading the people that you should be worried about. She should have reworded it a little bit better because, you know, you go to, like, concerts, like Michael Jackson concerts, and people crying and snot bubbles everywhere and everything like that. They just see a white glove,
Jackson,
and they just start going into convulsions.
But that's the difference. That's the difference from Cardi. Her, she's not looking at the – she worded it wrong. I totally 1,000% agree with you. But – and she's still hood. She has not accepted that she is who she is. She's still, she's clearly, she says that. And she say that all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm still me. I don't feel like I'm this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to, she should have worded it a lot different. I'm not the type of person. I'm just a regular person. That's how she's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's not looking at, that's why she continues to do the things that she do. That's why she's going to try to beat that bitch up. That's why she ran up on that hoe. You know what I'm saying? That's my type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how shit. I was trying to give it up like that this past weekend too. I'm saying, I understand. I understand.
Nisha, you be running
up on. You know what I mean?
I
understand. Yo, listen. They better be glad security was right there because I'm really, really, really. I am really still. I'm not as mad or anything. You know what I'm saying? When I talk about it. But I think about it like I'm glad that God saved me. Put it like that, and God and the devil helped that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd have cracked her fucking neck. But at the end of the day, the girl Cardi is still hood. The way she worded it, yes, she was wrong for that. But don't crucify the lady. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people are looking for every little bitty thing when it comes to Cardi. You know, and I defend her. You know, I don't have shit against Nicki.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Nicki too. But, yeah, but I don't feel they're looking for every little fucking thing, like the shit about her robbing the dudes. The bitch was living the street life. It is what the fuck it was. They forget where this child came from. They forget the lifestyle this girl came out of, not knowing she never knew that she was going to blow like she is. You have to remember where this girl came from. This is like telling me, I get with, I don't know, super mega basketball player or mega football player. He's been in the game forever. I'm trying to get one of the motherfuckers. I'm just saying. If I got with one, and I get a, I get hooked up on some reality TV. Bitch, you can't expect me, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real about it. Bitches, you can say all you want to say about me being a porn star. Yep, I sure busted it open like a motherfucker, long as my man is happy. What difference do it make? But people use your past against you. You know what I'm saying? And they use that against you purposely to bring you down. But Cardi is secure in the person and the woman that she is because she still feels she's that chick. She knows she's not stripping, but if you look at her goddamn videos, she's even posting shit of bitches crawling poles. She misses that. But she knows that's not her life anymore. You know what I'm saying? But you got to remember, she still is who she is. And they just crucifying that girl for no apparent reason. Out of hatred. You hate her, why? But you still listening to her shit because I'm going to keep it real. Her shit plays more than Nicki's right now on a motherfucker radio.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
What you said.
It plays more. Even the people, and not for nothing, she is helping others. Let's keep it real. You see how she done helped the two or three motherfuckers, little rap dudes that wouldn't have got out. They shit, when nobody looked checking for them niggas. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't even know who they was. But she did jump on that shit. City girls, let's keep it real. Come on. Bay County, Miami, and all
yeah,
them.
They garbage.
The girls are
they
very
garbage.
Good. But I'm over here in Buffalo. I wouldn't know a motherfucking thing about them children. You know what I'm saying? Again, they're kids to me. I wouldn't know nothing about that shit. But shit, when you put Cardi on that motherfucker, we all knew about it. And now, shit, I be snapping to that motherfucker song too. What? It's on everything.
That's the only song,
you know what I'm saying?
That I don't
but
like is that City Girl song.
But the point is, she has stepped out. And you know what I'm saying? Working with others. You tell me, Nicki only working with stars. She did try. She ain't work with no name motherfucker. Let's keep it real.
Right.
You tell me where she worked with a no-name motherfucker, because I don't know him. Who she
Never.
Helped get out. Each and every one that Nikki
Never.
Worked with, and I don't have nothing against her because I like her too. You know what I'm saying? But each and every person that she worked with, they was already known.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't helped nobody think about. It's at least three motherfucking people, 3 to 4 motherfuckers that girl worked with that nobody knew. Or the rest of the world knew, didn't know, but only they little community in their city knew about. Come on, and
right.
that goes for majority. Let's keep it real. What rappers you know that's getting big numbers and been got that money, got that paper, running around here in diamonds and gold and all that shit? Which ones you know, unsigned artists?
None of them.
Somebody could call in and tell me. None of them.
They might have one hit wonders.
We might have one hit wonders and might help a motherfucker, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the motherfuckers who hit in big ass numbers, who really well known. You know what I'm saying? I'll wait on somebody to call in to say a motherfucker with big ass numbers just snatching motherfuckers up and helping them, going in the studio or doing this, that, and the other. Lately,
right.
I ain't heard nobody. So let's look at more than what she's giving. Yes, she's wrong for wording things, but stop crucifying that child. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, she's only been in the fucking game, what, a year or so? Year, 2 years? Come on now. She still thinks she at the club. She still thinks she's swinging on that pole. And quite
yeah.
a lot, she is probably around there. You know what I'm saying? Her videos demonstrate that's where her mind is still at.
And it's
you know
going to be there.
Saying? Think about it. She all on it. She's doing split. You know what I'm saying?
The only
she's still
the
not
only thing
her pussy.
That might
still
suck. Only thing that might slow her down is when her baby get older to emulate her.
Mm-hmm.
If she does something
mm-hmm.
and her baby see it, and then she sees her little girl trying to emulate the things
that
she
would
does,
slow down.
Now that might
she
change
would,
how
she, love
she
that
moves.
Baby. Mm-hmm.
That might change how she
mm-hmm.
moves. If she see her baby doing all that, she wait. Well, hold up. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I see.
Yeah, I think
changing
that would,
her or trying to get her to switch up how she moves. That's the only
mm-hmm.
thing I see.
Because
she is
you.
Who she is, and now she got
agree.
The money. I can't tell her shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but she still, even though she got that money. She still ain't looking at it. Even though she fucking with dude, she done married him and her circle is all, you know what I'm saying, all these people, she still don't see herself as that in her own mind. You know what I'm saying? She still
mm-hmm.
want to be a regular smuggler girl, however she said, regular smuggler, degular girl.
You,
okay.
You married. Uh-huh, what you said.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but she still go back, that bitch go back to the project every week, just about. You know, she gonna see Ling Ling and get the motherfucking nails done. You know what I'm saying? She
mm-hmm.
getting her nails done by other motherfuckers, but ain't nothing like Ling Ling. Luli
right.
and
been doing it since she was at the strip club,
there,
know how she like it.
Ain't nothing like Ling Ling. Listen, she put Ling Ling on the motherfucking map. You know what I'm saying? Ling Ling getting it. Listen, motherfuckers is flying out the Ling Ling. You know, I don't even know the chick name,
her
but still.
Her
you know
and her
saying?
Dennis, she put her on too.
Yo,
she put her ass
she
on
She put
too.
The motherfuckers on the mat. So once again, here we go. She is helping others. She tagged motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that girl
that.
Go back to these motherfucking places. Them bitches, them motherfuckers, whether it's male, female, whatever, she makes sure motherfuckers know. Let's keep it fucking funky. Okay, Nikki. Remember when Nikki was wearing all them weird-ass clothes when she first came out? When she first got
mm-hmm.
her booty and her titties? Let's keep it real. Nikki never...
When she was a Barbie.
I don't remember. Nikki... Yeah, Nikki never, she was wearing, probably students was making her clothes, you know what I'm saying? I need some of you motherfuckers to contact me, too, because I need some help. Probably throwing my bids in there, because that's what I need. But, you know, she was wearing all them clothes. Did you see her? Let people know where she got that shit from. I'll wait.
Yeah.
No,
never.
Right. You're right.
But as soon as she
probably
started wearing name brand.
Lady Gaga got her shit in.
But why not say something about it? But as soon as she started wearing name brand shit, she's talking about Christian Dior and whose shoes she got on. What happened to you helping those people, those come up, the motherfuckers that was trying to come up? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Help put motherfuckers. That's what I'm talking about. And that's where I am right now. You know what I'm saying? I understand that because motherfuckers trying to come up and they into fashion, help them. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you gotta,
why her base
gotta,
is bigger. Yeah, I said it.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Come on, yeah. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. That girl don't realize that she is who she is. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to close my door. My graphics artist is going off in here. Yeah, big over here tripping. So it is what it is, like I said, you know.
And I was going to say, because we still got to get into them honey dip thoughts. Everybody want to know what honey dip is thinking. So we're not even going to take another break. We just going to slide into that. And what was you pissed off about? Please tell the people, because I'm sure they want to know this.
Okay, so I am going to drop some names. Well, mainly one major name.
After
party. Y'all know I don't give a fuck because ain't nobody whooping my ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have something to say. You know what I'm saying? I probably won't see the people until October at Exotica if they come. I'm very surprised in this young lady for not standing up and saying something to her minions or her girls that work with her, Pinky. Yes, I said it. Please, y'all, don't be talking about who is Pinky. Everybody know who Miss Beautiful Pinky is, okay? You know what I'm saying? She's a sweetheart still to this day. But at the end of the day, these are your minions. Bitch, I'm on the flyer with you. No, I'm not dancing. You know, this was a party, a club, the Red Diamonds, that I was asked to come to at the very last minute. Once again, whenever I do something against my better judgment, it always ends up fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My whole day, everything else went fine. You know what I'm saying? I've been reprimanded and cussed out and yelled at by my manager last night, wee hours this morning, about why I didn't get certain shoots done. But everything until I got to the Red Diamonds, my whole trip was wonderful. You know what I'm saying? It was, it had little ifs, ands, or buts, little things, but not nothing to be like I'm so angry about. You know what I'm saying? I was grateful to share. If you watched my namesake page on Facebook, then because, of course, you know, I got the haters that block me every time I get ready to go to an event. My namesake page, I try to share my life of what I do and how I get down when I go to these events. You know what I'm saying? So people could stop thinking the ones, especially the ones in my city, oh, I'm just Niecy. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm Niecy Honey Dip. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm someone. But anyway, so the young man who is a promoter for Red Diamonds, he contacted me while I was doing a live and was like, Niecy, why didn't you let me know you were here? Like 2 years ago, I think it was. I went to Red Diamonds. He asked me to come. I came. But it was like 30 or 40 of us going. We went with Miss Misty Stone. I love her. But Miss Misty Stone, you know what I'm saying? She was the host at that time. So I went. I got there before they did because, as everyone knows, I always do a radio show for Lamont. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For Lamont Metcalf. You know, Hood Cash Radio. You know what I'm saying? I always do that. I always will. I'm not going to Chicago without, you know, they support me. That's where my Chicago fan base came from. Anyway, so after leaving there, my friend Gucci Aswell, that's my sister, you know what I'm saying? She really kept wanting to go to Red Diamonds. I didn't want to go. First of all, I'm not on nothing. Ain't nobody asked me, and I ain't getting no check for going. You know what I'm saying? Because the promoter contacted me and asked me, and I still didn't want to go. And he kept, Niecy, come on. Niecy, come on. Is you coming? Pinky and them going to come. Like as if I'm supposed to get excited because they're going to come. I know Pinky. You know what I'm saying? So, but still, you know what I mean? I seen her at the convention. I mean, everybody there to do what they have to do. But she wanted to go. My friend, the night before the convention on a Saturday, I saw how she got drunk. Like you were saying, STL, you know what I'm saying? When you go somewhere with somebody, you stay with them. You know what I'm saying? Have each other back.
Right.
She was staying in my room at the hotel. So she was staying with me. Because she was staying with me and I saw how she got so intoxicated the night before, I'm not about to let her go to Red Diamond, especially not in fucking Chicago by her goddamn self. So I'm like, fine. Yeah. Excuse me. The promoter, his name is Ren. You know what I'm saying? I've had my ups and downs with him. Used to fuck with him, you know, half-assed back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So a couple years ago. But at the end of the day, she really wanted to go against my better judgment. Fuck it. He on the phone. She right next to me. She said, come on, let's go. So he says, I said, so what's in this for me? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you'll be in VIP, da-da-da, this, that, and the other, whatever. Okay. He sends me. I get up the next morning. Let me back up. I get up the next morning. He tells me that night that, well, I'm about to put you on a fire, and he says, send me some more pictures. He already has plenty of pictures of me, but he says, send me some more pictures. I sent him, like, about 5 pictures. My friend Gucci, I said, well, have her with me. He says, fine, send me some pictures of her. She gives me a picture. I send it to him. The next morning, I'm trying to set everything. You motherfuckers see me on fucking live. I'm trying to figure out how my day is going to go. I had shoots, but my feet was hurting. I was tired. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll back my shoots up till the last couple hours before I get ready to get on the plane. I'm coming from this club. I'm going to fuck motherfucker on at 4 o'clock. I'm going to fuck another motherfucker at 5. Fuck another motherfucker at 7. My plane leave at 6:38. Trust me, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm good at this. Makeup already on. I just going to touch it up, take a shower, you know, 3 outfits. Listen, I'm busting them down. You know what I'm saying? It's a mindset thing. You got to program your mind and be ready. I know what my job is. I know how to do this.
That's your job.
It's only that. It's only that. Ain't no love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. If love is in it, you're going to take up more time. You know what I'm saying? My camera people got everybody ready. I was mad because when I get to the club, everything's wonderful. The fans, you know, they're showing me love. They put me in VIP. Now, there was some issues. I was mad. There was no bottles. So, my friend, I'm not paying for shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because you motherfuckers wanted me there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not getting a check. I didn't want to be here. But I did it for her because I didn't want to leave her alone. I said she was going to go regardless. And the way she got drunk the night before, she was losing her purse or shoes or everything. That's my friend. Wholeheartedly, she went to my house. You know what I'm saying? She helped me when I was out of town. Nobody was there for me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm going to return the favor no matter what. You know what I mean? We're there. Everything's fine. Nikki, her entourage, her little 14, 15, 13, whatever amount of girls she had, they came in with her. They came in with her. When they came in, you know, everything's fine. They only had so much time to change and to take their butts to go dance. Whenever they danced, they did a wonderful job. You know what I'm saying? When afterwards we come, it's time to go. I don't know why he's calling my phone. It's time to go. We're leaving out. Pinky tells my friend come here. She wants to use her on her her calendar. You know what I'm saying? Which is good because my friend, she really wanted that opportunity. You know what I mean? And that's a good opportunity for her. You know what I'm saying? I was happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
So the security guy tells us, whoever was in VIP, all y'all come on and get up in here because they're trying to clear the club out. They're trying to clear the club out. So, like I said, my friend Gucci, she goes in. I get ready to walk in. One of the minions, one of Gucci's little girlfriends, her friend, rather, says, and the guy, security guy says, and I don't give a fuck, okay, because I was really upset about this shit. I want to whoop that bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? Not Pinky. I'm talking about the girl. You know what I'm saying? I never seen the bitch before. She has not. Let me back this up and make sure that everybody understands. There was only maybe three girls at the top, at least, that were porn girls. You know what I'm saying? The rest of these women were respectable. I didn't have any problem with her, but it was just the one. The bitch is just a dancer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So when they all walk up in there, Pinky is talking to Gucci. She's getting her information and handling their business. The one girl, the security guard says, well, everybody who is supposed to be in here, who is a VIP, such, you know, whatever, y'all get in here. Why this one bitch, she walking in and turn around and point at me and say she ain't with us?
Get the fuck out of here. Wow.
What did you say? When she did that?
Girl, when my head might, I don't know, I probably looked like the Exorcist.
You look like the Exorcist.
I don't
probably.
Even know. It was like a reaction. He jumped in front of me. You know what I'm saying? He got in front of me because I was trying to reach out for the bitch. She went right upstairs. The bitch probably didn't even realize I was reaching for her because she had her back
towards me.
Didn't
know how close she was to death.
Wow.
Because I would have killed her. At the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, we would have knew. I would have went to jail or got jumped. I wouldn't have gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I would have took her body and beat the shit out of everybody with her. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. And at the end, what really hurted me is I'm not going to say for sure that, like, my manager, Ralph, keeps telling me he don't believe that Pinky saw it. I saw Pinky look back. She might not have knew what was going on because, like I said, there was a room full of girls, you know what I'm saying? And she was talking. But I seen her look back. I just backed away, you know what I'm saying, because I already knew. It was like everything flashed in front of me. My plane leaves at 10:38. Here it is, it's about 2:30. I'm going to jail, and I probably 9 times out of 10 will kill this girl. I didn't say beat her up, kill her. It's, you know, because that's, it was like my whole body got hot. You know what I'm saying? And I do plan on having some words and to speak to her, speak to Pinky about her minions. I don't know who the little girl is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the girl is. But at the end of the day, she's
been
your
home. Haven't had a chance to speak with her about what happened?
Have not. Have not. Have not.
Wait,
and yes,
come
I'm on here putting it out there because
homie, she hasn't called. She hasn't tried to contact you. That's your
people
friend,
don't,
right?
Obviously, she probably don't even realize what went on. But I'm going to bring it to her. I'm pretty sure Ralph will probably say something to her when he gets a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping in August or whatever, because I need to say these things to her face to face. It ain't some phone call shit. You know what I'm saying? I need to say some things face to face. Because at the end of the day, bitch, you're a stripper, which ain't nothing wrong with it. But, bitch, I am. My pussy been all over everything just like the rest of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm on DVD covers just like other people. Maybe not as much as Miss Pinky. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I don't have nothing against Pinky. You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't. But I'm still mad about the situation. I'm not angry because when I tell you that shit, I was livid. In amongst other shit happened after we left. I never even made it back to the fucking hotel today at 5:30, 4:00 to 6:00. Missed all my motherfucking shoots. You know what I'm saying? It was just like the end of it was not what I wanted it to be. Everything else went perfect. You know what
how
I'm
did
saying?
She not,
I
but
thank
how did,
everybody.
How, I don't understand. Did she walk past you? So did she go into this venue after that girl? So I best just clear that. Give me the clarity on that. Did she keep
the
walking?
Girl, Pinky, you know, Pinky was already in the dressing room. She was already in the dressing room. The girl was, Gucci walked past the girl. The girl was behind Gucci, and I was headed towards the dressing room. And when the guy, the security guy specifically said, well, y'all come on, you got to hurry because the fans is trying to come back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, if the fans get back, they're not, it was hard for them to clear them away from the dressing room. So security people doing a job. It has nothing to do with anyone in Red Diamonds. Let me clarify that. They did what they needed to do, except for a bitch to have a bottle. But you know what I'm saying? I know now I won't do this no more. I did this against my better judgment, and there will be no second chances. If you book me, trust me, I want some money. If you ask me to come to something and I'm not like coming with a, like 30, 40 people and it's a convention and I'm not coming in support of them, I want some money. I want my bottles. I want that VIP. Do not play with me because I will cuss you the fuck out. If you contact my manager, trust me, he's going to cuss you the fuck out if we find out that you're not treating people the way that they should be treated. You know what I'm saying? He was pretty mad at me for even making that judgment call and doing that without, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it, but I was like, you know, Ren is my people. You know, I'm going to be okay at Red Diamonds. I normally wouldn't ever go to something like this on my own like that. I would never do that. You know what I'm saying? Without there being like a contract or this or that or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would never do no shit like that. And people know my name and I'm on a fucking flyer. I would never do that. I would expect transportation. I would expect this. I would expect that. I shouldn't be having to get a fucking Uber. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to be there for my friend and for Ren, the person, you know, the promoter for Red Diamonds. And like I said, I mean, Red Diamonds itself, they're good. Everything was good. You know what I'm saying? They, other than the bottle situation or whatever, which was no big deal. We ordered drinks. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? We weren't there that long. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We weren't there that long. But for now on, those demands would definitely be, if they can't be met, I'm walking the fuck out. That's just the fucking way it is.
That was
I can't
get
demands, I can't be treated. First of all, I shouldn't have to tell you about this bottle, this, that, the other. You already know what's up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to fucking come. I didn't want to come because I don't normally go to Red Diamonds unless it's a, you know what I'm saying, a group. I don't do that.
Let me say this though, real quick. Let me say this though. If somebody asked me to go somewhere, I'm putting me in your hands about this situation. the young lady that you said was your homie, I never would have walked ahead and just been like, we would have been shackled at the ankles, dude. Like, if I go in this area, back in this area, there's no reason why my people should not be able to get, you're one fucking person. It's not like you was coming 10 deep and old girl had y'all 10 deep trying to get back there to do what y'all do and present yourself for this venue. So my thing is, that was kind of in poor taste for her to walk ahead of you. If you came to St. Louis today or tomorrow,
she thought that I was
and
right.
I come up.
She thought I was
if
right next
to
her,
today
right behind
tomorrow,
her.
BC, and we went somewhere, and they like, oh, ST, you know what I'm saying, STL, you know, come on, you know, we got you, or come over here and VIP. I bet with my people's right, because you know she's here with me. That's, man, come on. That's, I ain't feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I can't wait until
It'll never happen again. It was a one-time thing. Listen, it'll never happen again because I could have been in fucking jail. And now I'd have spent my money for my fucking ticket, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going to kill the girl. She just don't even know that she was about to die. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know who the bitch is. You know what I'm saying? But it was one of her minions. And when I say minions, one of her little, you know, her little girls, the little girls, because she, from what I understand, she came to the convention with like 13, 14 girls, which is all good. That's what you're supposed to do, bitch. Get your fucking money. I understand that this is the business. You know what I'm saying? But I will no longer go against my better judgment. That goes for anywhere in the motherfucking world, except for unless I'm with Miss STL. You know what I'm saying? Then if you want to go take some, go have a drink, I'm going to go with her.
Yeah, because it ain't no motherfucking way. And I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't no way if we go somewhere and I get any in they VIP, there's no way I'm going to be like, all right, Nisi, I'll be right back. I'm not going to walk ahead of you and leave it to make – I'm going to make sure that's my job. That's my job because you did it on GP of me. Like, we were supposed to get out here and do something, and then I get a call like, STL, come whoopie, whoopie, whoop. I'm not – and I'm taking you with me. I'm going to be like, okay –
But at the end of the day, she wanted to go just to be going. She wasn't on anything. Nobody knew her there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to let this girl go alone because I know how she drinks. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want – that was the first time for me to experience it. You know what I'm saying? But after seeing her that way, I'm not going to let her go out by herself. You know, and when the boy contacted me, the young man contacted me, I'm like, well, listen, I ain't on nothing. Fuck, I don't do it. I support, but not like that. Not going to some place without, like, the team, the group. You know what I'm saying? But I did it against my better judgment, and I will never do that again. You know, sometimes you got to live and you got to fucking learn. It could have been at this bitch's death and me going to jail. You know what I'm saying? I will never do it again. It's a learning experience. I will never put myself in that again. I've been chastised, reprimanded, and all that last night or this morning by my manager. You know what I'm saying? So he said, you know, we had a long conversation. I just won't do it again. There's no more second thinking my motherfucking self. It's a wrap. I said it before, but this time I definitely mean it. I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck what you got going on. I'm not coming if I don't have my manager or a team of motherfucking people, or my graphic designer with me. I ain't coming, point blank. Because I'll tell you one thing for sure, my graphic designer will go to hell about me. You know what I mean? That's a big nigga. You ain't right. Getting around him, near him, or near me at nothing.
Talk. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Okay, well, it's real quick. Okay, real quick call, real quick, and then we gotta get, cause we gotta get up out of here. But real quick call, let me go 314, you there? Hello, 314. Okay, they must have hit it on accident. Maybe next week 314. But anyway, man, go ahead, Nisi, tell them how to reach out and get at you.
I'm Nisi, honey, did NEESE, honey, with a Y, not an I, dip, on everything, on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook. I do have my entertainers page, it's Nisi, honey, the XXX, and then there's Nisi, honey, space, dip, and then there's one in my namesake. Anything you put my name in, you can space it, put it together, whatever, you're going to see everything drop down. You know what I'm saying? I have a namesake, but in parentheses, it says Nisi Honey there. So, you know what I mean? You can't miss me. You can book me at Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com because he done emphasized ain't no more booking me just because you know me or we're friends. You can't do that. Don't contact me, you know, trying to book me straight through me. But now on, I'm going to direct you straight to him. Have your information. Be, you know what I'm saying? Be ready for deposit, ready, all of that. There will be demand that's going to have to be needed. There's no more just get at me. It's just not going down no more. So it's Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com.
Uh-huh. Somebody fucked that up.
So, you heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked it up for everybody.
Yo, I got yelled at so bad for like a half hour this morning.
Damn. Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Rap Story. You can hit me up on Face, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Rap Store, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Store 412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Store 412. Exclusive music, new music coming by very, very, very soon. So political, so disrespectful, I don't give a fuck. And, hey, all your co-workers, stop snitching on each other. Co-workers, stop snitching on each other. We're working at the same common goal to make the company better. Yeah.
Learn how to read cursive. That's all. That's what I need you to do. Man, we out of here, though, man. We see y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. We going to get out of here with that Cardi B Offset clout because they chasing me. Let's go.
Yeah.
We see y'all next week, baby.
Straight to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek these niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure. Do anything for club.
They do
anything
for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout. Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Place.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. The nigga be tripping, but we love, yeah. Swapping that cars with my bitch. I bought her the limo, she bought me the race.
Swap it.
Practice, 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 make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I said the out of the snake.
I said the soul out of the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rats,
the blog and the media fake. Shout it DM me, I'm straight. I'm not gonna bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sippin' no toxic waste.
Nah.
On the low with your bitch in this grave.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Roger this that we in shape.
Sure.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 million in the safe. Just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap. My kids gotta have money. Not just me.
Back.
It's selfish.
Ooh, I took the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Ooh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
The world is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip and you cannot help it.
Strap, straight to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep.
Brr.
It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure. Anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mom still say what he wants to. Pussy still wet like a big bitch. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Bitches even wanna start fake beef. They selling little weave in a mixtape. They know I'm the bomb, they ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean they traffic is slow. Somebody just got a project to launch. So for being tame, they'd rather be wild. Bitches is brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as these bitches got something to sell, they send my name, send my name, Destiny Child. Everybody wanna be lit. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna be this. It's fuck you, I'll hate me, bitch. Read my problems and suck my dick. That's talking, I'm calling it out. Public opinions from private accounts. You not a check, then you gotta bounce. I got the drip, come get it now. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. Bitches is mad, bitches is trash. I feel the grouch. Seeing me win, they gotta hurt. Ooh, ooh, ouch. So when they see me, what they gon' do? Bitch, not from the couch, back.
Do anything for clout.
They
do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
They
do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout.
Anything.
I talk no filter. Dollhouse Radio.